You're listening to All Things Considered on YPR. I'm Jackie Yamanaka. Helicopters took to the air today over the site of the July fire. Instead of fire suppression, they're working to restore the burned landscape. Kay Erickson explains.
There's snow on the ground in Phillips County, but that's not going to stop the reseeding effort, says BLM biologist Wendy Vellman. The helicopters are dropping special wood straw and native seeds right above the town of Landusky.
Mulch is going to reduce impact from raindrops onto that soil, and it's also going to give the cover and stability to the soil that is needed to keep it there so that the germination of the seeds can get started.
Vellman and her team visited the fire site right after the fire was contained to begin evaluating the damage and what needs to be done to restore growth, like reseeding with native seed, and what they can do to reduce runoff and prevent erosion.
We identified some areas above watershed of a few cabins that we decided to put in some water barring, which is where we go in and make kind of like a speed bump in the road, but on the uphill side of that speed bump, we put a little bit of a ditch or a canal to make the water that's flowing down that roadway divert back towards the stream, and so it's not going to go straight down the roadway down into someone's driveway or into their property.
Nearby, the Montana Conservation Corps has already installed 77 man-made cylinders of compressed weed-free straw. These wattles are another barrier to water running down a slope. Not all 18 square miles of the land burned by the July fire suffered total devastation. Vellman's crew found some regrowth. Kay Erickson, YPR News.